You're listening to SBS News.
Climate change is taking a catastrophic toll on every region across the globe in recent weeks. This includes record temperatures and fires in Turkey, Lebanon, Syria, Greece, Italy, Cyprus, Russia, Bolivia, and Peru, and intense heat waves and wildfires in North America. Meanwhile, India is experiencing a severe monsoon season, with heavy rain triggering floods and landslides. And in North Korea, more than 1,000 homes have washed away. It comes as the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change has released its first global assessment since 2013, which details the widespread and rapid impacts of climate change. Councillor for Australia's Climate Council, Professor Leslie Hughes, says this report is just the latest to show us how the human race has interfered with the climate, threatening our existence on the planet.
Now more than ever, we know that unless we make rapid and very deep cuts in emissions in the next few years, our children and grandchildren will inherit an Earth that could well become uninhabitable.
The report states extreme heat and fire weather has increased, leaving Australia particularly vulnerable. Rainfall has decreased significantly over the past century, meaning droughts are becoming more prominent. Cattle grazier Angus Emmett in central West Queensland says the impacts of climate change are already affecting the agriculture industry.
When you look at the science of what's happening with climate change, it's very obvious that us in Australia in agriculture are going to be at the forefront of impacts, and we're feeling it already. The droughts are getting longer and hotter and drier.
The report notes sea levels in Australia have risen at rates higher than the global average. Shorelines are already retreating, and increased coastal flooding is expected over the coming decades. Waraba Islander Kabe Tamu says the Torres Strait Islands are under threat and at risk of disappearing entirely.
I think it just confirms all of our stories. Our coast, our land is getting taken away. And, we see it ourselves at the front line here.
The goal of the 2015 Paris Agreement, where governments including Australia agreed to limit warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius, is moving further out of reach. The report warns that even 2 degrees could become unattainable unless there are immediate and drastic reductions in greenhouse gas emissions. Greenpeace Australia Pacific CEO David Ritter says the report highlights the urgency to address this issue.
Australians have every right to be scared and every right to be angry because this report is scary and angry. And it is the obligation of our Prime Minister Scott Morrison and all of our political and business leaders to act now.
The government is seeking to achieve net zero emissions as soon as possible, but with the country well behind other developed nations, there's a long way to go.